Hello, good evening YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And hopefully, Sam, fingers crossed, we've sorted out the gremlins from last week. You guys are in the live chat. I can already see a few of you in there. You can tell us whether the gremlins are gone or whether we've still got them. If we have still got them, I will switch to the one mic setup, but hopefully all is good. Also, thanks, guys. I scheduled the live stream and I put it on YouTube to start at 9 o'clock because I thought you might be a bit late coming back from Spurs.
It's 2 o'clock kickoff.
But a 2 o'clock kickoff, of course. You've made it back, so we're here. So I can't change the time back from 9 o'clock to 8:30. So for those of you that are usually here at 8:30, here we are at our usual slot.
We're here.
Despite me building in all that contingency. The guys are saying sounding good. Yes. No echo.
I don't understand what happened last week because, we changed the camera, but we did some little practice with it afterwards and nothing was wrong.
Well,
I think we just had a bad moment.
I tweaked a thing here or there, Sam. It's always a learning process.
It is
YouTube.
With us.
This is our...
I don't think it's YouTube. I don't think you can blame YouTube.
We are nearing the end of our seventh season of FPL Family, would you believe? We've been doing this for
seven years.
And we still
can't get it right.
I still learn something every time I do a live stream. I still learn how to do... Oh, use different bits of software and cameras and mics and all sorts, right? All sorts.
The new camera's nice, though. I picked the new camera and it's good.
It's looking good, guys. Let us know what you think. It should be, hopefully, for those of you that can receive this in HD, you should be getting this in HD.
Who wants us in HD?
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'll be honest. But
this is a proper one. Not that the one we had before wasn't a proper one, but this is made specially for streaming with.
Yeah, well, hopefully this is all coming through okay. The next step is the Shure mic, is much better than the little Sennheiser lapel I've got.
There's four of these in this house.
We need another stand so I can put it here.
Well, why don't you just say to me, when I was ordering the camera, I could have ordered you a mic and had it delivered that same day.
Well, do you want to get me a stand and get it delivered the same day?
I'll get one delivered for you tomorrow, dear.
Well, thank you very much.
But the only trouble with this is that my office is going to have two mics on stands living in it.
That's true. We'll all have to figure that out.
We'll have to think about maybe it could go and live in your office and just come down. I can't keep having... My office, that area of my office is just... Well, if we got rid of all the rest of the stuff, then we might be all right because it's just driving me mad. I can't even open the door properly anymore.
It's just stuff. Azzy is in the Smiths 1986. Hello, mate. He says, Lee and Sam, you're sounding great. Sounding better than a Liverpool defence. Azzy, you are quite right, mate. What another... Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, it was over after the Everton game, as far as I was concerned. But now,
it's definitely over.
And what with Arsenal and Man City also doing the business this weekend. Thought you might nick it at the end. Thought you might get the draw, but wasn't to be.
More on Spurs later.
But definitely, for sure now, a two-horse race. And I have to say, without getting too sort of dramatic about it, a wave came over me over the weekend.
A wave of what?
At the end of that Liverpool game, when we got the draw against West Ham, I was like, that's it. I've had it now. I can't wait for the season to end now. I cannot wait for the season to end. I've had enough. I've had two very, very average weeks in FPL as well.
Not over yet this week.
There's loads of games still to play. In football terms?
In game week 35.
Game week 35, we have one more game. So Chelsea Spurs is what, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday. And then we'll be going into game week 36. But I have to say, I'm ready for this season to end. FPL, no, good. I'm doing all right. Wild cards, I think, has gone all right. We'll talk about that in a second. Not great, but fine. But yeah, football, I'm just ready for it to end now. I'm ready to say goodbye to Klopp now. I'm ready.
Oh, because you've got your new man, apparently. We had Arnie Slot.
Yeah, Arnie Slot is going to come in, apparently. So we will see what that's all about. Guys, get in the chat. If you're watching the replay, get in the comments. Let me know about Liverpool's new manager. I don't know a lot, right? Arnie Slot.
It was quite a lot, quite heavily linked with Spurs until he pulled out last summer before we got Postecoglou. And I, at one point, did think that he was going to be the man in the Spurs chair. Yeah. So I did do some reading about him. And actually, I thought I was quite happy at that point. I thought he might come in and do a good job. So I think it's a decent enough manager. I mean, I know it's not Alonso, which is what you wanted.
Well, and that's the thing. It feels a little bit like...
Second best.
We're accepting... Well, third best, I think, if you put Ruben Amorim in there, right? Potentially third best. When we're used to, you know, year after year having, you know, who I would consider to be one of, if not the best manager in the world, probably outside of Pep Guardiola.
Sure.
And now all of a sudden we're going to what our third choice... You know, in the post-Klopp era, but I'm ready for it now. I'm ready to say goodbye to Klopp. I'm ready for all the emotion. I'm sure I'll shed tears.
I'm not ready for you. Oh, God. Oh,
it's going to be horrendous. It's going to be horrendous.
I'm not ready for this.
I'm kind of ready now.
Well, do you know what? The final day of the season, we aren't together at all. The whole day.
Right.
No, because you're taking Max to his football tournament and I'm taking Evie to the two dancing shows. That means I can't watch any of the final day of the season. So
You,
at least if you're going to cry and weep and be all emotional, you can do that over at Max's football tournament. I'll be dancing with Evie. So by the time I get back, you'll be fresh and ready to live stream and no longer crying.
George, thank you for the comment, George Day, one of our patrons.
Hi, George.
He said he felt for me on the Ohana the other day because I sounded shattered. I was, mate.
And but that was the worst time as well to record that, because that was Thursday evening, just after the game.
I wouldn't be like that here. On Sunday nights, I'm generally all right. But on the Ohana on Thursday, every now and again, I get a bit like real with the guys. And Thursday, I was real, right? My rank absolutely tanked. It tanked in game week 34, the big double game week. My team looked all right. I had plenty of people returning. So if you looked at it, you know, with no context, you looked at it and you go, well, double Arsenal defence, that was good. Eze, good. Yeah, good, good, good. But I didn't have Mateta. I didn't have Pickford. I didn't have Ben White.
And there's people
knocking about on like 126, 130 points on a free hit. And I'm there on, I think I finished on about 77. It's like I went from about 34k to about 80k.
Wow.
Over doubled my rank. And when I did that Ohana last Thursday, I was well ready to just put FPL down for
a long time. It came at the same time as the Liverpool Everton game, which had...
So that had just happened.
That had just happened.
And so the thing is, with FPL, you can't put it down because I'm playing the bloody wild card.
I know.
And then I'm looking at price rise. I'm thinking, right, okay. At a moment where I was just like, I've had a stinker in 34 and I want to put this down and I need a mental health break from it, I was like, bloody, that's wild card. Now there's another double. And then I've got, and by the way, when you're doing your wild card, for those of you who did wild card in 35, you weren't just thinking about Spurs and Chelsea in this week. You're thinking about how
double.
Do I plan for 37? Because we've got that big double coming up.
Yeah.
So in my head, all I want to do is put it down and walk away.
Yeah.
And I sort of can't because I'm it was all in my head. And I did the Ohana. And yeah, maybe I come across as a bit sort of emotional about it, but I was so ready to just put FPL down for a couple of days, and I sort of did. And I don't think that I've put as much thought into my wildcard 35 as I might have done in other wildcards in other seasons, put it that way. I did have to put it down for a couple of days. As it happens, the wildcard has been okay. It's been fine so far, but we'll talk about that a bit later on. Let's say hello to a few people before I get into, you know, my lamenting FPL and the season. I'm back on it on FPL, George. You'll be pleased to hear I'm okay with it. This weekend's gone fine. But football-wise, I'm well ready for the Euros now. Well ready to sing Three Lions. I want to get into that.
Sweet Caroline.
Come on, Southgate's boys. Let's get into that.
It was funny today.
Liverpool's done. Premier League's done.
So we were sat in the Spurs stadium today and one of the guys sits next to my mum. Usually we were chatting and he was like, right, if we could have, you know, a couple of injuries, keep these guys out for this rest of the second half. And I was like, whoa, hang on.
Hold on. Yeah.
Hold on.
Who?
Hold on. Who do you want it? And he's like, you know, if they could lose, like, you know, Saka and Rice. I was like, no, I can't have this. Because we need these boys in a few weeks' time. And he was like, yeah, but club over country. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do want to win the Euros in the summer.
Well, I'll tell you what, the one weak point I think we've got as an England team for that Euros has now kept three clean sheets back to back. Mr. Pickford has not just done the business in double game week 34, but he's only gone and popped up with a 10-pointer this week.
I can't tell you. So this week, I obviously was very...
Everton turned into like peak AC Milan from the 90s.
Honestly, so this week I've obviously been quite busy and I did the pod as normal and I did the fantasy show on Friday morning. And I was chatting to people and when we were picking the scout squad, Neil and Tom and Mark and I have a little group chat and we're in there talking about the scout squad and they're all going on. And I went on a rant about how they wanted to pick Nico Jackson and I was ranting about that. And Mark was like, Sam, are you actually all right? And I was like, no, I'm raging. I said, oh, by the way, I want to pick Pickford and I can't play Pickford because I've got to play Petrovic because he's got a double game week. But I want to play Pickford. And then Pickford gets a 10-pointer and I was like...
You were fuming.
I've never been so fuming at Jordan Pickford in my life. He went from hero to zero in my mind.
He actually pulled off a few good saves and all. He did have a good game.
I was raging.
He had a good game.
And I've got blimmin' Petrovic in goal. And I knew that he was going to be a problem. I knew it.
I would say, we'll get on to live stream in a minute, guys. We'll talk about FPL properly in a minute. But I feel like over the last couple of weeks...
My goggles have been really good.
You and I... has it been stressful, guys, the last couple of weeks? Or is it just me and you? Is it? It feels like there's been a lot of FPL stress. in this house the last couple of weeks. Is that the general vibe in the community? I don't know. I feel like I've been very FPL stressed last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but I'm easily wound up at the moment because I've got a certain Frenchman in my ear constantly. And then I've got, like, Pickford trolling me. I've got Ben White trolling me. I've got... And just to make life real fun, Eddie Howe trolled me this week as well.
With what?
Well, so when I needed him last week and I had 9 players and I needed Livramento to come off the bench.
Oh, Tino, yeah.
Don't play. Don't play. Sits on the bench. I needed you for a one-pointer because I had 9 players in game week 34. No, not interested in that. Okay, so I'll sell him then. If he's going to be a problem, I'll sell him. So who do I sell him for? Shah.
Kingdom
What's happened now?
Kingdom FC, thank you for the live chat. He says, more banter and rants, please. Less FPL.
Honestly?
George is saying, don't worry, guys. The stress is real. And then Nigel, quite thankfully, mate, and Nigel the Crab has said, smash that like. I don't know, guys. If you want to like the rants, then like them if you want. I mean, we're not here for the likes and subscribes. Honestly, we're here just to get... this is just a therapy session, basically. The last couple of weeks in FPL have been bloody stressful. And I won't have it any other way. It has been stressful. And I think I've probably found it... It's probably been heightened in me because Liverpool have fallen out of title race.
I think Liverpool and Spurs haven't helped us lately.
Correct. That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true.
I think we'd have been alright had Liverpool and Spurs not been...
Crap. Yeah.
Not been deciding to be, you know...
I think I did say it a few weeks ago. I said, you know, with Liverpool now, we had 3 back-to-back away games, didn't we?
Well, you had the Atalanta game, then you had Fulham.
Atalanta.
Then you had Everton.
Fulham, Everton, and now away... Where are we going next?
West Ham, you've just been. No, you're not
West
going...
Ham.
No, next. The next is the derby.
Is it us versus you? Mm. Oh, who can be the least crap, basically, at Anfield? You haven't got a good record at Anfield, but we haven't got a good record full stop at the minute. We've got Klopp and Salah.
Klopp and Salah having a row.
Oh, God, but...
At least my players weren't rowing with each other today.
Yeah, <Jesus.
laughs> there was a lot of lovings going on.
Right, come on, guys. Let's get in a chat and say hello to a few people. Delio is here. Hey, Delio.
Oh, hi, Delio.
Nice to see you. Hope you're doing well. Jeff is here. Hello, Jeff, one of the OGs. Hello, mate. Nice to see you again. Back for his second one in a row. Nice to see you, mate. Duncan Crawford is in, as usual. Hello, mate. Nice to see you.
Thanks
nice
for the kittens. I enjoy watching them when you send me the kittens, Duncan.
Has he got some cats?
No, he hasn't.
Cats?
But there's this...
He's just sending you random cat pictures.
Videos of little baby kittens. They're really cute.
Subscribe to our Patreon, guys. You get random cat videos from Duncan.
No, I think he only sends them to me. I don't think he sends them to the rest of the Patreons.
We also got in Adam Stevo. Hello, mate. Nice to see you. Aaron Noong is in. He says, I took a minus 12, Sam, this week, which
I took
included,
a minus 8.
Fabian Scher, by the way.
Minus 8, including Scher.
You're not the only one.
Outscored him.
Not the only one, Aaron. You're not the only one. Sam, yeah, the minus 8, including Scher, is a bit of a stinker.
Yeah.
Liam Healy is in. Evening, Liam, Sam. Hello, mate. Nice to see you. Who else we got? We've got Lalex. We've got Wilco. Hello, mate. Nice to see you. FPL Harry is in and moderating.
Hello, Harry.
I'll tell you what, he's having another great season, isn't he?
That's because Harry is good at this game. Some actual proper FPL content.
Come here for the rants.
Come
Go
here
for
the
Harry
fun.
For the actual FPL insight.
Come here for the drama, because there's always some drama in us.
That's
Come
why he's got 100,000 subscribers, because people go to his channel, they see an 18-minute video, and he just goes, right, here's what I'm doing, and I've been top 10k for all my life, so do that.
Never mind, top 10k, he's like top 5k all his life.
Unbelievable.
He's epic. If you don't follow Harry, what the hell are you doing? Go and follow Harry.
Go and be one of the 100,000 that follow Harry.
I mean, I'm subscribed to Harry's channel.
We should all be.
Everyone should be.
Who else we've got? Boj 11 is in. Morning from Perth, Western Australia.
Hello, good morning.
Despite this being a load of old guff and waffle, we still get people from Australia.
Angie's hometown, Big Ange.
Look at that, unbelievable.
Shout out to Big Ange.
Duncan, thank you for the member chat. Been a member here for 25
is it about kittens?
Months, by the way. 25 months. Hello, Lee and Sam. It is about kittens.
Yes.
The kittens are leaked TikToks, Lee. Are leaked TikToks. I don't know what that means. Which defenders for Bench Boost 37? All the doublers are either uninspiring or injured. Well, do you know what? There is a little bit of narrative about that this week, isn't there? About a lot of the defenders that... Some of us that were on Wildcard 35 picked
Van Heck
with a view of playing in 37. And I'm bloody injured. You've got Scher injured, Van Heck injured.
I took a minus 4 for Scher. A minus 4. I took out a defender that blooming hell played. Honestly, I'm so raging. I honestly think, and I'm just saying it because...
Go on.
The defenders are terrible.
Defence is just...
Yeah, just go for really ones. Been... Forget about double game week defenders. Just pick ones that might keep a clean sheet. But more importantly, pick some with attacking threat, because that's the only chance you're going to get some points, really.
It's definitely felt like that this season. I'd be interested, and maybe this is one for a future either podcast or live stream, in terms of what we're expecting next year, right?
Got some clean sheets would be nice.
Well, it's got to that point, isn't it, in FPL, where you're just not picking, you're just not picking players for clean sheets. You're just not, right? You've got to have, at the very least, a bit of attacking threat,
apart
a bit
from
of
Pickford.
XA or a bit of XG. Apart from Pickford the last few weeks, but who's picking him? I mean, it's just crazy.
Me!
We've got Lalex is in Ederson as well. Another one, Ederson.
Oh, yeah, Ederson as well. He got injured today,
Fatal One is in, even from Cape Town. Hello, mate. Nice to see you.
All over the world today.
Loads of people in. Bojo11 says, we are here for the guff and waffle. Well, I'm glad, mate, because that's what you're going to get. Right, let's get... I'll tell you what, Sam, rather than go to the results, because we are halfway through the week, should we just do a quick checkpoint of where our teams are at?
We're not halfway through. We've only got one game left.
All right, well, we've got one game left. I've noticed all the decent streamers, like Harry, they'll do their points first, right? They do their teams first.
All right.
So let's do that.
All right, then.
Because we want to be a bit more... Let's be a bit more Harry, shall we? Maybe we'll have 100 fans.
I don't think we should be a bit more Harry. I don't think we're capable, I'll be honest.
It's not nearly got a result this weekend. We've got to talk about that in a minute.
We'll talk about Chelsea in a minute, because I turned into a diehard Chelsea fan.
You absolutely did. That's a fact. I've never seen anyone cheer when that De Zerzi goal went in, and I've just sat there, I just went, it's a foul at the back pen. Foul. And you were like, no, it's a goal. Yes, Chelsea.
You were
celery.
Oh, shush. No, that's a lie. I wasn't doing that.
I was like, it's a foul. It's clearly a foul. Right, let's talk about our team, Sam. Go on, how did you get on? 51, took a minus 8 this week, mainly to stay in line with the wildcarders, maybe.
It wasn't about the wildcarders. I took a minus 8 because I wanted to make sure that my bench boost actually had playing players in it. Fabian Schär, you're a nightmare.
Yes, okay.
So I took the minus 8 on that basis. Now, I've played Gusto this week, not expecting him to play any part of this double game week, but just in case Poch was lying to
us. So I get Gabriel's one,
and then I got so lucky with Foden being ill today.
That's a bit of jam.
Yeah, I mean, so I get Saka's points off the bench, but Schär and Foden were the minus fours.
Oh, right. Okay, nice.
So I've got ill and injured. So I took the minus 8 for those two. The only part of my transfers that worked this week was bringing Isak in. That was great. So that worked.
You've got Saka's 12 off the bench for Foden just not feeling well today.
Yeah.
Oh, so jam.
That is lucky.
That is jamming it.
Yeah. I can't.
We're at that stage of the season, guys, when the jam for Sam starts to properly come
in. What are you talking about? Pickford's on the bench with 10. And I've played bloody Petrovic.
12 for Saka coming off the bench. Unreal.
I went bold and captain Son. That's gone well so far.
I like that. That was, I tell you what, in a week where Palmer was very, very highly captained, that was a bold, that was against the tide, and I liked it. And it's come off all right so far.
I just thought...
Thursday's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because I've got Palmer cap and you've got Son cap.
I just thought, look, I'm going, I want to have a bit of... I was so... annoyed with myself. I can't tell you how angry I was with myself.
Why is FPL Harry spamming the chat with like honeypot?
Is it actual Harry?
Yes, it is actual Harry, because he's got the moderator thing next to me. Is that supposed to be a pot of jam, Harry? It looks like honey more than it does.
Could be. Look, I didn't expect Haaland to play, is the reality. But I wanted Haaland over Saka if Haaland played. Now, actually, as it happens, Haaland did play and Foden didn't. So it's lucky. I can't say anything else about it. It was lucky. But going into the game week, as Harry knows, because we did the fantasy show together on Friday, we were all talking about Palmer. I had the armband on Palmer at that point. I was so fed up after the Mateta one last week that I hadn't followed my gut, because my whole week I was like Mateta,
yes,
get scared, put it on Salah.
Yeah.
And this week I was like Son, get scared, move it to Palmer. That's what I was expecting to happen, and I thought no,
stick with it.
No, I must admit, Son was terrible today. But he did score a penalty.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
And I will talk about his positional change when Richarlison came back on and the impact that had on him, which was a lot.
Yes.
But I do feel pleased that I did follow through with my gut. Now, might backfire on me on Thursday night, because we know that Cole Palmer at home is a different beast.
Gets pens.
It was just a different beast. So
he should have scored at Villa Park and all, didn't he? At the end there.
Oh my God, that one where we were through. Yeah, it was. Yeah. So let's see. Oh, that's another one. Martinez going off injured this week as well. But lots of goalkeeper problems.
Yeah. More than you think this weekend.
It's gone well for someone who took a -4 for a player who got injured and a player who was ill.
Yeah.
So
without the Saka though, what are you on? 49, 39.
What? Oh yeah, because the -8.
39, -8, 30, net 31 without Saka. You got lucky there. You got lucky. Foden just not feeling well.
Sure.
You've swerved on. But you take it.
But isn't that what FPL's about sometimes?
Yeah, of course it is.
So I'm not going to sit here and go, oh yeah, that was highly clever of me. Am I? Because clearly it's jammy. But
Or honey, as FPL Harry keeps spamming in the chat.
Or maybe he just thinks it's sweet that I've got Saka off the bench.
If he was a member, you see... If FPL Harry was a member, you can get custom emoji packs, and I think there's a jam. I think it's a jam. I think so. One of the members should be. If you're a member of the channel, if like Duncan's in or something, or whoever's a member, if Nigel's around, pretty sure I put like some custom emojis in there where there's a pot of jam. So, Duncan, if you're there and you've got some, and you can spam some jam, I'm here for it. Right.
Why are we encouraging them to put jam in this chat?
I don't know.
Are you all right, dear?
I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
You had a good day.
Plus 6.8 then, overall rank up to 232. It's all right. Small green. Take it. Move on.
Yeah, given that Foden killed my rank last week, he's helped my rank this week by being ill. So, we're all right.
All right, very good. Move. This is me for this week. A tiny red arrow, if anything. I think I went down about 300 places. So it really was like a proper
It's grey.
Grey arrow. Yeah, grey arrow.
I've never seen an OR change of something that small.
Yeah, minus 0.15. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. Obviously, my Haaland off the bench for Foden. So, we'll take that. Would have been nice for Haaland to stay on the bench. Then I would have got Kyle Walker's 8, but never mind. And it really was. That was the tail of the tape, really. I never really considered playing Gabriel. I was always going to bench Gabriel because I did fancy Spurs to score.
I mean, I benched the whole of the Arsenal team.
Didn't think that was going to happen come half-time. I was a bit like, should have played Gabriel. But I did. There was a lot of, do I play Maguire, Burn or Walker? Which there's a lot.
What have you done?
There's a lot of jam spam going on in the chat now from Duncan and some of the other members. There's a reason to be a member of the channel straight away. Just the jam spam.
Well, if you remember, you get to do jam. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it is. Yeah, right. That's what it is. So I was kind of between Maguire, Burn and Walker. I thought Maguire at home to Burnley.
Well, that should have been a lot.
And Burn home to Sheffield United. I'm
also
like, come on.
Also should have been a lot cleaner.
So when Sheffield United scored after, 5 minutes, I was like, oh, Jesus, come on, Newcastle. Bloody hell. So anyway, those two. And then, even with the Maguire one, Onana just decided, Onana just decided he was going to go punch somebody on 86 minutes. You've seen the foul, right? It just goes up. He's so clumsy. It's like, what's he doing? He's actually, do you know what? And United fans, say what you want, but he had a really good game, Onana.
Yeah,
he
made some good saves.
He had a really solid game. And I was like, that's probably the best game he's had, probably. Yeah. And then I go and spoil it all by punching somebody in the face and giving I a penalty. Classic Onana. Classic Onana. One absolute muppet. So anyway, I don't know, but it's just my Onana song. If you're a United defender, how do you feel with that behind you? It's just not inspiring confidence whatsoever. Anyway, enough of that. 47 on the wild card. It's about as average as you can get. 69k. Like I say, I was 69k before the game week. So I'm hoping my Palmer captain, Pedro Porro, or maybe Son can get something in the second game on Thursday.
I don't want Cole Palmer to get anything.
69k, which is okay. I mean, when we were sitting here last time before game week 34, I was in the dizzy heights of like 34, 33. So it's not this game week, it's game week 34. It's the Noma Teta. The Noma Teta in 34 absolutely killed me. That's
and Foden
gave me
issues on Thursday night.
All of that, all of that crap hurt me. And then getting rid of Saka this week, clearly I haven't got to the Saka points this week, but I think of those four...
Oh, of course you sold Saka.
Saka. But of those four in my midfield, the only one I probably would have not had if I'd have kept Saka would have been Gordon. Because we sat here last Sunday and I
said
to you...
I called you crazy, didn't I? Yeah.
I said to you, I'm not sure I want Gordon. And actually, turns out he's quite good at home and he got two assists. As you've been telling me all season.
You can mention next week because he's away.
Well, maybe. We'll talk about that later on. So anyway, a grey arrow. Let's call it that, grey arrow for me. And I'll wait to see what Son and Palmer and Pedro Porro and Petrovic. Let's not forget Petrovic.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget Petrovic.
Low expectations for him. Joseph Maloney, thank you for the super chat. Hi, Sam and Lee. Sorry I'm late. Mate, don't need to apologise.
Don't need to apologise.
Trust me, you've missed nothing, Joseph. Trust me, you've missed nothing.
Excuse me, I've talked about my team. That's not nothing. That's important.
On a green, thankfully, at 61 after a hit. That is a good score this week, mate. Nice. That is a good score. We like that.
I think that there were a lot of hits around this week. So it's did feel like an okay week to be on a minus eight.
Yeah, well, I went up from about 74k to about 58, I think, just from playing because the wild card and no wild hits.
Yeah,
no hits. That definitely did help. It definitely did. Just a quick shout out for our patron family. Most of you guys, nearly all the patrons turn up here on a Sunday night. So patreon.com/FPL family. If you want a bit more of Sam and I in your lives with extra Ohana podcasts where I get all emotional on a Thursday, Zoom calls where Sam suggests really good differential picks for people that then go flying up their mini leagues that she doesn't do herself, or entrance to the Manager of the Month competition, then that is where you can find it. patreon.com/FPL family. Good time to join in May. You'll be charged for May and we'll run a competition in May as we usually do. It's a short month, obviously, with only a couple of game weeks in it. And then in June and July, you won't pay anything. So we stop the billing in June and July. So if you want to come and join us in May, you can do that, take part in the competition, and then you still get access to anything that we put out on Patreon on June and July. But it won't be a lot, guys. It won't be a lot of content, obviously, until the game then relaunches for next
season. Just be a lot of nonsense chatter, I imagine.
Yeah, probably. But it's a good time. If you want to go and check us out, patreon.com/FPL family. Get in there, check it out, have a look around ahead of the new season. All right, Sam, let's get into some of these games. Let's go NLD straight in. We're going to rip the Band-Aid off and go in for Spurs 2.
No, I don't feel fine. I feel fine.
Spurs 2. Arsenal 3. How did you feel at half time versus at full time?
First 15 minutes.
Yes.
Genuinely the best football I've watched us play all season.
You were all right, actually, to be fair. Yes.
I was like,
despite the own
earth?
Goal.
Huh?
Despite the own goal.
No, forget that. Before the own goal. First 15 minutes, or so, 13 minutes or so, we were so good. And I was like, this is great. Proper attacking football came out. Like the crowd, the atmosphere in there was epic. I was
going
like,
to say, what was it like today?
Really good,
right? You'd expect it to be.
And kudos, the Arsenal fans were trying to be loud. We were very loud. Like it was very loud in there. It was really good. Then they come down. They get this corner, and we all went. Well, this comes a goal.
Yeah.
Because we're so bad defensively from corners. Honestly unbelievable how bad we are from a set piece.
James from Planet FPL, which is another podcast I listen to, he a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about the upcoming North London Derby, and he said that game will be decided on how well Spurs defend corners or not. He was absolutely right, because the defending from corners was really not very good.
Well, the defending wasn't very good generally, but the defending from corners was especially terrible. It was really awful. Once that first one went in, you could see their heads wobble, and then they were on the back foot. Yeah. Then they were on the back foot. Then, of course, they get another one, and then we were pushing, and they got another one. It was like, right, okay. And so at half time, like, there was a load of nonsense going around that everyone had left. No one had bloody left. Everyone had gone down to get a beer and stayed for an extra 2 minutes, clearly thinking, I'm going to down this before I get back out there. Because the stadium was full again for the second half. And then the second half, we came out with intensity again, and we played really well in the second half.
So what happened at half time? Because narrative is second half Spurs, isn't it, through the course of the season? But this was in particular.
He took off Bentancur and put on Papsar, which meant we had more attacking threat through the middle.
He's
that
a bit more
really
progressive,
helped,
isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, that really helped. And then so that helped. Then he made the decision. The Højbjerg decision was interesting for me today, because he was there to help with the defending.
Do you not think Arsenal were relatively comfortable, though, until the mistake? Because it is a mistake that lets you back in, no doubt about it. I actually don't know what Romero's doing up there in the number nine position.
Well, let's talk about Romero in a minute, because he spent the whole of the second half pretty much up there.
He did. He was a nuisance. I don't know why he was there, but he was a nuisance.
So Papsar made a big difference. Then eventually he took off Højbjerg and put Bissouma in there, and that made a big difference, because those two are... they're faster, they're pacier, they move the ball around, and they're more progressive with the ball. They're less inclined to spend time defending. So that helped. The big thing, and I said, I was chatting to people around me, and they said, what would you do at half time? And I was like, I'd haul James Maddison off, And I'd put Kulusevski in the 10, I'd stick Son out wide, and I'd put Richie in the box, because Richie will annoy the hell out of them.
Right, so this is, so when I asked you that question, it was a bit leading. And when you went, oh, he took off Bentancur for Sarr, I was like, yeah, okay, but get to the Richarlison was the difference maker today.
But well, no.
Massive difference.
He did make a big difference, but the key thing... So the best player on that pitch for us today by a country mile was Decky. He was unbelievable. Right. Kulusevski was everywhere and everything.
When he got to the 10?
No.
Or just all game?
Out wide.
Right.
Everything good that we did the entire match came through Decky. He was so good. And I kept saying, James Maddison was woeful. He was getting pushed off the ball.
He's well off.
He's
isn't he?
So off it.
He's not on the plane at this moment in time, is he?
I wouldn't take him.
We've got so many, England, so many good, another Euros tangent, so many good options in that midfield. I'm not sure he gets on it.
I wouldn't take him at the moment. I think since he's come back, before injury, he was brilliant. Since coming back from injury, he hasn't been right. So what he when he took Maddison off and he put Decky in the 10, suddenly you had Brennan Johnson in the right place because he went onto the other side, which is where
he
better.
Wants to be, yeah.
Because he obviously came on for Werner, who got injured, which was a bit of a disaster, because actually Werner was doing all right before the injury.
Is the Werner... experiment worked? Are you going to buy him?
I think we will buy him because he's so cheap. I think it's going to cost us 18 million. And actually, as a squad player, he's been fine.
Has he?
Yes, I think he has been fine. I'd buy him for 18 million. But the point is that Brennan was playing in the position he doesn't want to be in. He wants to be out there. Decky in the 10 was fantastic. Richarlison came on and I was like, here's a test of his fitness. Is he fit and ready to go? And he came on with a fire in his belly.
He did.
He came
That's
on.
How about it?
And he was right, and he was like, but he was up in the crowd. Like,
yeah.
And he was there and he was like really going for it. And he was giving it some and it was encouraging the fans to be like, yes, there's some fight and there's some spirit. Then suddenly, for no apparent reason, Romero had gone up for a corner, I think. And then he decided... I can't be bothered to go back there. And he just played alongside Richarlison in the number 9. Mm. We basically had two of them there. And he was really, really good up there, actually. But
so what's your thoughts though? So the Spurs fixtures, as we know, right? So they've got the Chelsea game coming up on Thursday, which is locked in for 35. We can't make any changes for that now.
Yep.
Then you're coming to Anfield. I mean, I know that's red on the scout ticker, but let me tell you, you will score at Anfield, right? And you'll score first.
We always score.
Because
we never score first, utter
guff at the minute. And then 37, you've got Burnley at home, and then obviously the big one, City at home.
Yeah.
And then Sheffield United away on the final day, who everyone's scoring 4 or 5 past at the moment.
Yeah. And they've got nothing to fight for now because they're relegated.
What's your Spurs plan from 36? Because you've got Porro and
no,
Son.
Just Son.
Son. Mm. Richarlison, option or not?
Yeah.
I think he is.
So
I think if you're chasing your mini league, he's an option.
So today, the key thing today was the Werner injury, because Werner going off injured, and it wasn't even like I'm going to attempt to play on. He went down and was immediately going off.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what Postecoglou says there. But the difference, so Son was so ineffective. I can't begin to tell you how appalling Son was.
Mm.
He walked.
Why? What was going on there?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, he was isolated massively because James Maddison was so bad behind him, the ball wasn't getting to him. And when it did get to him, it was getting to him not quite in the right places, or because it was getting to him so rarely, he was skying it over the bar. He wasn't getting enough time on the ball to bed into the game.
This is how Arsenal play, though. This is
of
not
course.
This is not news. We should
no.
not be shocked by this.
Absolutely.
Arsenal's midfield three throttle... The midfield three of the opposition, because they're that good.
Absolutely. But the point is that James Maddison, this is not an Arsenal problem. This is a problem that's been going on now for 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Today. Yeah, fair
this
point.
Is not something that's being caused now. And what we've seen in the last few weeks is Son being isolated up top. And the only times where Son's been really effective in recent weeks have either been when he's had Brennan Johnson and Kulusevski surrounding him,
mm-hmm.
and the balls have been decent, or... when Richarlison's been playing in the 9 and he's been out wide. And what we saw in the second half of this game, once Richarlison came on, I think it was about 60 minutes, is Richie obviously took the 9, Son went out wide, and suddenly, with Son and Brennan down the wings, and Kulusevski actually bringing some real quality, we were so much better. And for the last 10 minutes, we could have... and I don't think we would have deserved it, but we could have got something out of that game in the last 10 minutes, because it was all Spurs in the attack and they were definitely riled by that. Raya actually pulled off some decent saves and they defended quite well by the death.
So but, that is more than enough about Spurs.
So the answer to your actual question was, yes, now he's back, Richarlison is definitely an option.
Okay, yeah, I think so. I think I agree. Not sure I'm going to go there, but I think...
Because you've got Son. But if you can't afford Son, I think you could.
Yeah, we can afford anybody now, though, because no one's got Mo.
But for example, you've just sold Saka. So for a lot of managers, if you want to get Saka back, you might have to make a compromise somewhere.
Well, let's talk about that then, because Arsenal, as we know, no double game week coming up, but, you know, back against the best team in the league, arguably the best team in the league, at your peril, right? Bournemouth at home next.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm very pleased that on my wildcard I went for double Arsenal defence, because I cannot see anything other than an Arsenal clean sheet there.
No.
Manchester United away, which again has got this faint hue of red on the Fantasy Football Scout ticker. That's not a difficult game for Arsenal. And then Everton at home. I don't see anything other than three wins. Only got two Arsenal in my team. So I'm mad, aren't I? I need to go back into Saka, or I need to go to Havertz, who, by the way, was third.
He got
third.
The three bonus points, didn't he, again today?
Yeah, he was third overall in the game week, Havertz, for underlying BPS with 40. Only Isak and Vardiol were better than him. So, again, a brilliant performance from Kai.
Yeah, it was. He was good today. But it's Saka that impressed me more. Watching them live, Saka was... The last couple of weeks when I've watched Saka on the TV, I've been like, is he a bit off it?
Can I say something that might upset you a little bit?
Yeah.
He's up against Ben Davies. Now, I'm not being funny. If you defend like that against Saka in the box when Arsenal are breaking, you show him on his left foot. Ben Davies actually showed him on his left foot.
No, sure.
Show him on his right and put him down the wing. But instead, he showed him on his left. And no, like, what are you doing? You're just asking Saka to score.
Sure. But I think... If it had been Udogie, it would have been the same, to be honest. Because he's...
Udogie's a better player. I'm not sure about that. I've watched North London derbies before, and Udogie's had a good game against Saka. Knows how to defend against him. Saka, Ben Davies is just no good.
Saka was really good today. No, Ben Davies... I won't have that. Ben Davies is good.
All right.
Not as good as you would want against Saka, granted. But he is a decent player. He's a decent understudy. I think, for me, Saka was impressive. Havertz continues to feel like a good way into Arsenal at a cheap price point.
Say that again.
I think...
Smashing it.
The clean sheet looked likely for a lot of that game because they are solid defensively.
Unless Raya doesn't kick it at Romero, I think you probably lose to nil. Because the way that the atmosphere changed, when that was given away, the whole game changed. The game state changed completely.
It did. That's true. I do think that... It did feel like we had some momentum because that was when Richie was on the pitch and he was out there riling everybody up and stuff. So there was a bit of a change anyway when that substitution happened. But I do tend to agree with you. The clean sheet, I just look at Arsenal, and I remember saying this to you when you were wildcarding. Like, to me, the only team in the league that keep clean sheets at the moment are Arsenal. They're the only team that look, apart from Pickford, of course, but they're the only team that look consistently like they're going to get clean sheets. And over the next couple of weeks, they've got something to fight for, which is a big factor in this, because they've got to win every game that they've got left and hope that Man City don't win every game that they've got left if they're going to try and win the league, because obviously Man City have that game in hand. So I think three Arsenal, to me, I still think... Three Arsenal is the way to go.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, you look at those fixtures and all three of those teams, Bournemouth at home, Man United away, Everton at home. And by the way, Everton are safe now, as you quite rightly say, right? They're going to go to Arsenal and just, they'll have the flip-flops on, right? For sure. We'll talk about them in a minute because they were very good again. That's three games where they're going to get lots of chances. They're going to get lots of chances. And I feel like going into that with just two Arsenal, one of them being the goalkeeper, that feels like a ceiling of six to me. And I want in on some Havertz or some Saka, I think. Or somebody else, but it's one of those two.
But
you've
just set up your team on a wild card to have players like Gordon and Bruno.
Yeah, yeah, don't get me wrong. I want all them and all.
And Palmer.
Yeah.
These are players that you've bought in because they've got, I can't remember who your other midfielder is, but you've got all players there that are doubling in game week 37.
Yes.
And so the difficulty is, of course, it's Foden. And so you've got five players there, all of which are doubling in 37. So how are you going to, who would be your...
Don't know.
It's quite difficult because...
Don't know, because I've just played the wild card, as you rightly say, setting up for 37 with them all doubling.
Yeah. Because it would almost be...
It's a difficult one.
It is, and it would almost have been better for us if Havertz wasn't doing Havertz things at the moment, because then you might have had Gabriel Jesus as an option, and then you'd have had
the... Do you
go
treble defence then? Do you just go all three?
What, with Ben White?
Get White or Saliba in there, because I've got Gabriel and Raya now.
Well, I don't think... I think if you're going to go for an Arsenal defender, then another one, then you'd have to go White because of the attacking threat that he offers. You'd have to, because what we're saying here is that we think that Arsenal are going to win those three games and we're going to score in every single one of them. If you're not going to be able to get an attacking player in there, then I think you have to go for the most attack-minded defensive options.
Okay. All right, well, that's the North London derby then. Decent game in the end. I didn't think it was going to be at half-time, but decent game. You're right, though. If Arsenal are going to get those three wins as we expect, I'm still not sure that's going to be enough to win the league.
I think they are going to end up on a huge point score, sitting second.
I still think City are going to do it.
I do too.
Let's have a look at City's fixtures. Wolves at home, that's a win. Fulham they'll beat. Spurs away is the one, isn't it? That's the one. Are you going to be motivated to beat them and hand Arsenal the league? But I don't think so.
It's not just that, though, is it? Like, it's not about our motivation. Aston Villa, I thought that last night, when Aston Villa dropped some points, that might be our motivation. I was like, oh, here we go. This is good motivation going into the North London derby, and it still wasn't enough. I just don't think that fourth is on for us anymore. Fifth is, we just got to win our other games and we'll be fifth.
Yeah.
I don't honestly think... Pep is... Man City are such a well-oiled machine. And they're so good at just doing the job and getting it done.
Because they didn't... they didn't play great today, this
no,
game.
No, but
didn't
they got the job done.
They got the job done. And Nottingham Forest, I mean, I've noticed in the Fantasy Football Scout members area, which we use every single time we do a live stream, my iPad's just died, but I have got it on my phone. You guys can see it, right? I've got all the stats here on the Fantasy Football Scout members area. Top for XG underachievers this week will not surprise you. Chris Wood. And he missed a couple of absolute sitters in that game.
He did.
If you got a Manchester City clean sheet this week, consider yourself reasonably lucky. And if you did have Guardiola, fair play. That is a haul and you deserve it because you probably would have got him in on a wild card. But if you've got a Kyle Walker and you've got an eight or you've got somebody else in the defence, there'll be a lot of Edison owners, I appreciate. But that's... You've definitely got away with one there because Forrest should have scored in this game. Elanga... actually had Walker on toast a couple of times and you rarely see that.
No, you rarely see that.
But Forest were... This score flatters City, actually.
It does.
But to your point, job done.
But that's what they do.
They won't care.
Because they are a machine and they know they've been here before. They know
what they need to do to win
this league. They do it every year. And they haven't been... You know, you think back to the season where Arsenal were so far ahead, yet... Man City just go about their business and they get the job done. And they might not, you know, be playing sexy football every time and they might not be, you know, smashing Nottingham Forest and they might not even be the better team, but they still get the 3 points. And I think that's the point, is that
just
Arsenal...
Just did enough, didn't they?
They just do the business to get it done. And I think Arsenal probably will win their last three games. It's just, I think, sadly, Man City will win all four, even the game against Spurs. Like, I think that's a really... It's always a difficult fixture for them. They never like coming to us. You know, they've only won once in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That was in the FA Cup. They've never beaten us in the league there. But in that final week of the season, you sure as hell know that they're going to come
Absolutely.
With the intention of taking all 3 points because that's what they do best.
And Mr. Haaland is...
He's back and he's scoring.
He's back, he's scoring, but he's a canny bugger, isn't he? He's a canny bugger because he come on just as Murillo had pulled up with a bit of what looked like a groin injury.
Yeah.
And they were just figuring out whether he should carry on Murillo. And Haaland's come on and he's basically attached himself to Murillo, isn't he? He's smart, Haaland. And then he knows KDB's going to find him. He finds him, puts Murillo on his arse, who's struggling with a groin injury anyway, and just tucks it past the keeper. It's just a classic sort of Haaland goal where... You get players like that that they just smell blood. They just know the weakness. He's just like, oh, you've just picked up a bit of a groin injury. I'm going to do you here. And he just sat him down. It was so good. It was so good. So he's back. Yes, he's scoring. I don't think I was ever considering a wild card without him, really. I was always going to have him. Even if he wasn't going to be fit for 35.
You want him for 37.
I wanted him for 37 and I didn't want to have to book that in. So I think I was always going to have him. And he's back and he's scoring. It's fine. Talk to me about, we'll come to Wilco's Super Chat in just a second, but talk to me about Kevin De Bruyne, though. So two assists, two bonus points. Mm-hmm. Going to be a bit of a differential. Not many wildcarders in 35 going for him.
No.
Yet we're all sitting here with a reasonable, I think, a reasonable amount of money in the bank. I certainly am sitting with a reasonable amount of money in the bank because we've no Salah.
Yeah.
Could you go for Kev?
Well, you can, but I think most people went for Foden. Mm. Like, and I think back to that earlier part of the season, do you remember, when it was a straight choice between do you go KDB, do you go Foden? Because KDB had come back from injury and he'd like been absolutely epic in that game where he came on, played the last 20 and was like,
yeah,
peak Kevin De Bruyne. And so, but that moment was what really, the decision to go for Kevin over Phil at that point,
yeah,
was one of the major nails in the coffin of my FPL season, because Phil Foden went on this absolute riot where he basically returned every week and I had Kevin who was either not starting or not doing anything and it was difficult.
Do I remember De Bruyne playing Wolves last year? Chat, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Didn't he get like four goals or something against Wolves last year?
He did.
Was it at Molineux or at Etihad? I can't remember.
Etihad, I think.
Etihad. So this fixture that he's about to play next week, he absolutely went off last season.
But I don't... It's difficult to know with Pep. Yeah. Now Haaland is all right as well. Yeah. The positional places that he puts Foden and KDB and all of these other players. So KDB is at his best when Foden's not there. And Foden is at his best when KDB is not there. So am I surprised that KDB is really good today? No, because Foden's not playing.
And Foden be back for Wolves.
And Foden's ill. Yeah. So he's going to be back for Wolves. So I think it's quite hard. I don't... If you've got Foden, I wouldn't be going like, oh, let's get rid of Foden, let's bring in KDB.
If you've got
no Man City midfielder, I think you can make your choice. I think you could go for KDB. My personal preference is still Kevin. Is still to go for Foden.
Foden and Haaland, yeah. And a defender if you want the third.
Yeah. It's quite hard, the defender, though, because I think, you know, Vardiol was obviously the one that comes up really trumps this week. But last week it was Walker. So I think it's one of those two in terms of attacking promise, maybe. I don't know that, you know, there's the clean sheet should be there, Wolves. Should be a clean sheet there for them, but whether
and
there
Edison
is or not,
owners, yeah, got a problem now, haven't you? There's a problem there. You've got to keep an eye on that.
He was in a sling. He left the stadium in a sling
because you want him for that 37, don't you? You want him for that 37.
But equally, also, I don't think you'll risk him if he doesn't need to because he's got a decent second option there in Arteaga.
Absolutely, absolutely. Said I come back to the Wilco super chat. Thank you, Wilco, for the super chat.
Chan about Willis.
Muniz in for Foden. So we got Muniz off the bench. Nice, like that.
Okay.
But benched Akanji. Shah, Ait Nouri and Gusto all now injured. Yeah, here we go. You know, it's loads of injuries this weekend that'll affect plans for 37, right? Took a minus 8 as well, 48 points with 4 to go. Still okay, though. 21k, Wilco. It's good, mate. That's good. That's, you know, you're sitting pretty for the rest of the season. Thoughts on Mr. Slot? Well, listen, let's you and I have a separate conversation in the Slack, maybe. I don't have a lot, mate, to be honest with you. I don't know much about him. You'll probably be able to say more about Arnie Slot than I can at the moment, but... yeah, let's you and I have a conversation about him. I'm excited to see what could happen, but at the same time, let's see Klopp off properly first. Let's get all that emotion out of the way, and then we'll worry about next season, I think.
I don't know if I want to be with you on Sunday.
What do you mean Sunday?
For Klopp and Spurs and Liverpool playing each other.
Spurs and Liverpool. Sam, I don't care anymore. The football's done.
No,
we're finished. We're done. You can win if you want.
No, you're not finished.
You could still get fourth. But...
I was making a joke. You and I are not finished.
No,
I was making a joke.
Still very much all right. Let's talk about that briefly then. West Ham 2, Liverpool 2. Let's not go too crazy.
What was that, by the way? Salah and Klopp?
I don't know. He's obviously upset because he's not been starting, is he?
Which I get, and I sort of love that. I sort of like the like, I'm annoyed that you've not started me attitude. I sort of like it, but then at the same time, I'm also like, don't have your domestics in public.
Yeah, it didn't need to happen. He said something, didn't he? And I noticed when he was bringing the three of them on, it was him and Darwin and Gomez.
Mm.
And there's a bit of footage from somebody that took it on their phone just behind as they were getting ready. So this was before the kind of spat. And the three of them come off the bench and Mo almost like jogs up to the white line as if to say,
I'm ready.
I want to be on here and I'm pissed off you've not put me on. Whereas the other two, classic for Nunes, ambling up, you know, sort of standing by the fourth official. But Salah's there, hand on hips,
ready
on the white line as if to say,
get a move on.
I can't believe I'm not on yet. and I'm pissed off that you've not put me on. And also, you didn't play me in the last game. Put me on. You know, he's obviously got a bee in his bonnet. And then Klopp says something to him, and we'll never know what that was. And it's obviously riled him up. He probably didn't need to say anything. You can from the way that Salah's body language was at that moment in time, he was obviously raring to go. Klopp didn't need to say something. And whatever he said, he's obviously said it wrong. And Salah's gone a bit at him, right? And they've had a bit of an... And it's all blown up. And there was a thing on the... I noticed...
That he was going to... There was fire if I speak.
Yeah, there was a bit afterwards where he was walking through the media bit outside of West Ham Stadium. And I think it was a German or some sort of foreign TV said to him, you know, what's going on there? And he said, if I speak now, there will be fire or something. He kind of said it with his smile on his face. Maybe just because I'm a Liverpool fan, I'm thinking we shouldn't be reading too much into it. But nevertheless, that's where all the headlines are, obviously, today. But nevertheless, you don't want to see it, right? Okay, the season has fallen apart in the last 10 days. There's no doubt about it. It's fallen apart. And the Liverpool fans in the chat and the live can, you know, hopefully back me up on this. It's like, if you think about where we were last season, we're never going to win the league this year. Never going to win the league. We're outside the top four last season. We bought a whole new midfield.
There's something really romantic about winning the league in Klopp's final year.
That is the emotional pressure that we as a fan base are all putting on the team and on ourselves.
Yeah.
Because he's going, we're all like, wouldn't it be wonderful if we won the league?
Yeah.
We're not meant to win the league this year, right? If he was staying next year and our season just collapsed in the last 10 days as it has done, we'd all go, we're really disappointed because we thought we were in a title race. But, you know, we've come on leaps and bounds since last year. You know, another transfer window clock. We've made big improvements this year. Second year of McAllister and Szoboszlai next year. Let's go again next year under Klopp. Mm. But because he's going, there's all this extra emotional pressure. And I wonder whether the Klopp and Salah thing
was almost
indicative of that emotional pressure cooker that they all feel they're in. They must feel it as much as we feel it as fans.
But do you think that's also partly true for Salah? Because obviously there's a lot of talk about whether Salah stays next season
or not.
Yeah,
probably going to go,
maybe there's a little bit for him of going, no, I've got 3 games left now. Why are you not starting me? I'm really annoyed. I want to go out on a high.
Yeah, totally.
I get that.
Totally. Plus he's also, what, 4th or 5th for Golden Boot? He's not used to being 4th or 5th for Golden Boot, right?
No.
And he's got others around him that are doing very, very well, like Cole and Ollie and Haaland and even Isak, I think, is up there now.
Yeah,
right?
Isak's up there, yeah.
So he's not used to that anyway. But anyway, I didn't have any Liverpool on my wildcard in 35, and I don't plan to bring any in, I don't think, between now and the end of the season, which is a bit sad as a Liverpool fan, I have to say. Mm. Let's have a look at the West Ham fixtures as well, just to kind of see if we're going to be going there. Chelsea away, Luton at home, City away. Well, we're not going there, are we? We're not going there.
No.
Right? No. All right. Well, let's move on then.
Because the only person from West Ham you'd actually really even want to think about having is Jarrod Bowen. And you can't put him in the midfield because, as we've talked about, it's already quite difficult to have an Arsenal player in there. So you're definitely not going to get a West Ham player.
Exactly. See you next summer, West Ham, when you probably won't have Paqueta. And
or Moyes,
team,
maybe.
Or Moyes. It might look a bit different. Mm. Teams that we are going to be talking about, Sam, that do double and have got very nice fixtures and have got very, very good forwards in their team. And they got 2 of them. Newcastle 5, Sheffield United 1. Despite the one goal from Sheffield United gone in early doors, which annoyed all of us Newcastle defensive owners, some had doubled up on the wildcard in 35, I could see on Twitter, which was a real kick in the balls. Newcastle then go and smash 5 past them. Anthony Gordon and Alexander Isak at the helm. I do want to give a shout out to Bruno Guimarães as well, because he was very, very good. I did see a stat about him a second ago. Where was that Guimarães stat? I did have it a second ago. I can't find it. Lost it. Anyway, the too long didn't read version of that is they were very, very good. And Isak looks great. Their fixtures for the remainder of the season read like this. Burnley away next. And I know it's an away game, so Anthony Gordon won't get anything. But still, it's an easy game. Brighton at home, which looks unbelievably good at the moment, because Brighton are utter
Brighton?
Crap.
They have collapsed.
We're just talking about players and managers checking out.
Yeah.
Well, we have, haven't they? I mean, they are gone toilet. And then Manchester United away, which again has got this faint sort of salmon colour on the scout ticker. It ain't though, is it? Let's be honest. And then Brentford away on the final day. So despite there being 3 away games in there, I love the look of that double for Alex Isak. And the thumbnail for this video is Isak a sort of bona fide captain material potentially?
Yeah.
Well, I think he absolutely is. Right now, if I was to put my bus team together for 37, I think I'd have him as captain.
We spent, I don't know if Harry's still in, but we spent quite a bit of time obviously on the fantasy show this week talking about captaincy options. And one of the ones that he put up, the producer Tom put up on the screen was Isak, and I sat there and they came to me first on captains, and I obviously talked about Son and Cole Palmer. But I said I genuinely think that both Isak and Gordon are good captaincy options. It's home fixtures. Isak hasn't blanked at home since coming back from injury. That's five home games now, five massive hauls in them.
And I know he got the pen. Sorry to interrupt you. I know he got the pen. Not like I ever do that. He got the penalty. The first goal that he scored, that's unbelievably good. It's unbelievably good because he's offside. He comes back onside. He runs around the back of the defender to get onside again. And then the ball gets played through by, I think it was Anthony Gordon, then a nice finish. I'm telling you, I've not seen movement like that since Henri, Aguero. Maybe I'm being silly there, right? But that was Henri-esque movement there from Alexander Isak. It was top quality.
I think the thing for me was that you started that with, sorry to interrupt you, but I know it was a penalty. It was a penalty. For me, that's just not an important thing because we pick these players because they have penalty responsibility. That's part of the reason why when you're looking to bring players in, that's why probably part of the reason you went for Bruno Fernandes, apart from the fact that the rest of the Manchester United team are terrible.
Yeah.
It's why you've got Cole Palmer. It's why you have Son, as we've seen this weekend, right, with the penalty there and with Isak. The penalties thing is an important factor in picking these FPL players. Isak and Anthony Gordon at home are unbelievable.
They've got a good understanding them too as well.
It's a really nice relationship. Yeah. It's a really nice relationship. And, you know, we saw Callum Wilson coming back in this time. There might be some minutes lost for some of them over the coming weeks with Wilson.
That's good. I think it just keeps Isak on his toes.
I don't think that Isak's suddenly going to be dropped and never play again.
It'd be very harsh to drop him after what he's been doing.
I don't think he can.
He's the future, isn't he? When you think about Callum Wilson, you can't count on Wilson's fitness. Not that Isak is a fitness monster, but you can't count on Wilson's knees.
Yeah.
But secondly, Wilson is, he's the wrong end of the age spectrum, isn't he? Whereas Isak is young, right? He's young. It's a shame we're not going to see him at the Euros because Sweden aren't there. But I think if I was a Newcastle fan, I'd be looking at that next season going, all right, well, we've got a whole summer with Isak. He's not going to go into the Euros. He's one to watch next year.
As long as they don't have to sell him.
And I'm very... you make a very good point. But I'm interested when the game gets released for next year, he's going to be one of the first I look at for price. Because he's going to be probably 8.59, I think. Which would be a shame.
I think he'll be priced how Ollie Watkins was priced this year.
Ollie
Watkins will take a massive leap because he has to.
Yeah.
And I think Isak will go there. But also it depends on if Isak is still at Newcastle, I think, as well, and what impact that has. Because the other thing to say here is that, of course, Newcastle have had a jam-packed season with the Champions League and everything else that they've had going on. So next season will be different. But am I surprised by this scoreline? No. Did I think they might score 5, 6, 7... Yes. Did I think they'd keep a clean sheet? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the clean sheet that bothered me here because I just fully expected a clean sheet and I was slightly disappointed with that. Obviously, Fabian's there. We've got to keep an eye on that now.
Can we just have a look at Sheffield United's fixtures now? Because bless them.
They're done now. That's it.
They are conceding 4 and 5 goals with alarming regularity. And if you look at their fixtures, they've got Forest up next. Now, I don't think many of us are going for Forest because they haven't got the double. So there's not going to be many Elangas or Chris Woods in teams.
Mm-hmm.
Everton away.
Pickford.
You're probably going to play Pickford.
Well, certainly if
it's bench boost week, you are going to play. If you've got an Everton player in your team, then I think you'd be playing them that week. Spurs last game week as well. You know, there's going to be some fun maybe for a Richarlison captaincy or Sun captain or something. But for sure, we need to be targeting Sheffield United. They are, unfortunately, now, officially, mathematically,
they're done.
Relegated. But the way that they are conceding goals is not good. It's really, really not good. So I don't want to talk about them from an FPL perspective other than just target them. Golden assist for Hamer since I stated my case for him on Sky last weekend.
I'll raise you that with 4 goals and an assist for Mateta.
I don't want to talk about him. Do not want to talk about Mateta. Crap this week.
Oh,
got back
darling.
To his usual. Right. What else do we want to discuss? Oh, this is a good game. This is a good game. Gosh, I'm running out of time.
Do you know what the best thing about this game was? It looked like it was about going to peter out, wasn't it?
Villa 2, Chelsea 2 for the podcast. Let's go on then.
And you said to me, should we watch something else for the last whatever it was?
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, well, let's have a look.
What new shows can we watch on Netflix?
So we're sat there on our fringe trying to decide, what, like, are we going to watch the last however many minutes of Chelsea it was? Or do we start this new series on Netflix?
Yeah, yeah.
And as we decide on the new series on Netflix that we're going to turn to, Chelsea scored.
Yeah,
like, and we were like, oh, hang on. I'm a bit interested because obviously Villa winning upsets me because
you're invested, yeah.
Because I'm invested. Even though I've spent half my life watching Villa, I was like, girl, Villa. So we're watching it, aren't we? And like you said, we're fully in it. Chelsea score again. I was like, oh my God. My mum's messaging me. She's at home watching it with my dad and my brother. They're apparently going mental, as you know, they're Chelsea fans. She's like, Sam, dare we dream? And I'm like, I don't know, mum, but let's just go with it, please.
Spurs fans, you get so excited so quickly.
Yeah, but it's dead now because we lost today. But last night it was on. And when De Sazzi scores that goal, I'm like, it's on.
You were. You put your John Terry shirt on and everything. You
oh,
did.
Shut
you were
up. Like,
you were fully Chelsea then.
I wasn't.
Fully Chelsea.
I was not. I was like,
I just sat there and went, that's a foul.
The best thing about it was that George, who I think is still in the chat, comes into the Slack, tags me and is like, Sam. And I'm like, shh.
I'll tell you what, George, I love you, mate, but you get too excited too quickly, don't
you?
He does.
I was like, George, excited. Shush. We mustn't speak too soon. And then bless him, he comes back and he was like, sorry, Sam.
He gets too excited too quickly.
I was like, I can't. You can't count any of your chickens with Chelsea because they're as bad as Spurs for just throwing stuff away. So you never knew with Chelsea whether they were going to go on and win it or whether they were going to let Aston Villa through and it be over again. But yeah, I think Cole Palmer captainers, I must admit, when this game came on, I was like, oh God, what have I done? Cole Palmer is epic and he should have scored.
Well, XG underachievers, that stat that I like to roll out from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. We've already mentioned that Chris Wood was top for XG underachievers, second on that list with a delta of 0.61. Mr. Cole Palmer, which is not what us captain has wanted.
It was right? What I wanted.
Not what we wanted.
Because his EOs will hurt me if he returns.
Mm.
I honestly couldn't tell you what's going to happen on Thursday night because these two defences are so bad that it could just be an absolute goal fest. My mum's coming to watch it with us, by the way.
Oh, she
doesn't want to watch it with Dad and Chris, so mum's coming over here.
Fair. Absolutely fair.
She said to me today, we're sat in the Spurs stands, and she went, can I come watch with you on Thursday? I don't think I want to watch with your dad. And I was like, yeah, of course you can, Mum.
Tell me about the... we'll do Villa in a second. But Chelsea, though, I can see... So Lalex in the chat is saying Palmer had a horrible game. I don't know if I'd go horrible. It wasn't great. It wasn't his best game. No doubt about it, wasn't his best game.
We can't pull him through every game.
True enough. I was super impressed, though. Obviously, the Gallagher goal is like... proper worldy, isn't it? What a great
goal. It's a
nice
goal, yeah.
I was super impressed with Madueke, though.
Were you?
So, well, yes and no.
Super impressed?
I thought he had a really good game. He's a petulant little prick.
There's some bad attitude there.
He's a petulant little prick, but he's good. He's talented, right? He's talented.
Yeah, there's some attitude.
He strikes me as a bit of a...
He could have really upset dressing room.
I'm going to really upset some Chelsea fans now. He strikes me as a bit of a Zaha 2.0. Like, he's got all the tools, that kid. Because he was good. He was really, really good in that game. And he scored a really good goal. And he was getting in behind. He's got an eye for a pass. But I haven't seen that consistently through the season. And there was a couple of times when he got fouled. Because he was having a good game. Villa were getting pissed off. So they fouled him. And, you know, John McGinn, I think it was, offered his hand. He was just, oh, no, don't want your hand. He got up, he's like, mouth, 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 mouth. I think he got booked in this game as well because he was mouth, mouth, mouth. I'm just like, mate, if you just stop being a little prick, he'd be a proper player, I think. So he could be one of those where, I don't know, could attitude get the better of him? But let me tell you, talented player, because he was very, very good in this game. Not going to get him in FPL. If you did, for whatever reason, get him at 0.3 EO or whatever he is, then Christ almighty, you've done very well.
But...
one to look at maybe for next year. No? Not feeling it? One good game does not a FPL asset make?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, look, I've got Palmer. That's fine. I've still got Gusto knocking about.
Anybody else for the double, then?
Well, Gusto's knocking around in my team. I got him.
Right.
Ready.
Do you feel in any way happy to have the Chelsea Football Club goalkeeper in your FPL team?
Oh, cool. We've got him as well, yeah.
I don't know why I've got him.
He's blocked Pickford this week. There was one moment where I was happy with Petrovic. Right. It was against Everton where I benched Pickford and played Petrovic. Yes. And he got the clean sheet.
Right.
So
why are you
that
touching me so much? What's going on?
I don't know.
Why?
But so that
you're really annoyed about Pickford.
I'm so angry with myself. I wanted to do was play Pickford. And I've stupidly played the Chelsea. Look, but it's fine. In the bench piece, I get to play them both.
Okay.
And Everton, they've got Pickford's got Sheffield.
The other one we've got to talk about, we've talked Petrovic and Gusto and obviously Palmer.
No, let's not talk about Jackson. I said he was a terrible
pick. Well, a lot of wild card in the 35 did go for Jackson. And it might still prove, based on the way Spurs are defending, to be a good pickup. But
well, he's going to have to do battle with Romero.
When he was offside for that goal in the first half, I remember watching it thinking, oh, that's close. And then they drew the lines, and he really wasn't.
It wasn't close.
He really wasn't close. And then there was a couple of other opportunities. He skewed it wide, and it's almost as if that offside goal, it sort of like affected his confidence. And I've seen that a few times with him. If he misses one or misses a chance, he can't like emotionally switch off from it and like go again. You know, all the best strikers in the Premier League era, if they miss one, doesn't matter. We'll go again.
Yeah,
I feel like it affects his game if he misses one.
Well, he's a bit of a Darwin. He's a bit of a.
He is a bit of a Darwin.
Bit of a
Werner. Yeah.
Like they just. And
he's got Werner vibes, isn't he?
He's got
definitely has.
I just don't get it. I don't think he's a bad look. It's not that I think he's a bad player. That's not what I'm saying. But from an FPL perspective, it has been horrendous owning Darwin for the last few weeks.
Yeah, you don't want to buy Darwin 2.0.
I don't want to sell Darwin for Darwin again. Like it's just like to me, I was like, no, I just don't want this. I don't want the stress of Nico Jackson. No. Like, I'd rather just have Cole Palmer. Like, honestly, I'm looking at the double game week thinking, I don't trust Chelsea. Like, they were good. They were good in this game. This is probably the best.
They were good in the second half, Sam. And wasn't they particularly good in the first half?
Yeah, they were fair.
And if anything, I think it was more to do with Villa taking their foot off the gas. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what happened to Villa. Somebody that's Villa fans in the chat will tell us. But they went from heroes to zeros, really. I don't know whether they had sort of, because they've got a Europa Conference semi coming up, haven't
next
they?
Next week, yeah.
And they've got every chance in that, right? Yeah. Every chance. And if they
should be making it to the final, really.
Yeah, well, they've got a very good chance of winning the thing, right? And for a club like Villa, it'd be the same as when West Ham won it last year.
Amazing.
It's huge.
It'd be amazing. Yeah.
Massive, right?
Yeah, massive.
And who would back against them with Emery at the helm, right? He knows how to win a European competition.
They were good in Lille when I watched
them. So they've got every chance of winning something there. And if you're a Villa player and you're 2-0 up against Chelsea, we're not really offering much.
Yeah.
You could be forgiven for taking your foot off the pedal a little bit, but you can't do that in the Premier League.
No.
Because teams will come back at you, and Chelsea did. And fair play, they almost nicked it.
They almost nicked it.
How good is this Rodgers kid, by the way?
Yeah, he's good.
Decent, isn't he?
It's where Cole Palmer got his celebration from. Did you know that?
Well, I heard this.
Yeah. Everyone accused him of stealing Palmer.
Well,
Palmer's
I did the same.
Like, no.
I did the same. I went on Twitter and I was just
stole
like,
it.
That's a bit savage from the kid. He's just nicking Cole Palmer's celebration in front of Cole Palmer's team.
No, Cole Palmer
said.
It's
the other way around, apparently.
He nicked it from him.
Apparently they're good mates.
They're mates and Cole Palmer nicked it from him.
Good pickup from Villa. I like to see that, right? A player that was doing okay in the EFL. They've obviously spotted him, scouted him, thought you'd fit in quite well. And he's doing good, isn't he, the kid, Rodgers? Fair play to him. Fair play. Aston Villa's fixtures. So Brighton away, which I think looks great. Liverpool at home, which I think looks great.
Well, we know Ollie Watkins likes coming to
Crystal Palace away on the last day. I think those next two for Villa look good. And I'll tell you what, that is why, really, I went for Watkins on the wild card rather than Jackson. I know Jackson's got two more games, but I back Watkins to do better.
He missed a sitter in this one.
He did miss one towards the end, yeah. He did. It wasn't his best game, but he did have a reasonable XG in this game.
Yeah, I really like the Watkins pick between now and the end of the season. I would have done the same thing if I was
when I looked at Fantasy Football Fix at the beginning of the game week, his EO around my rank was 12.5.
Yeah, because everyone's
Watkins
got
hasn't
off.
Watkins hasn't been 12.5 all season.
No.
And I just think those next two, you know what I'm like? I like a little Richarlison or a little McAllister or a little differential somewhere. I think Watkins will be all right for me next couple.
Let's hope,
because the other two that I've just mentioned haven't.
Richarlison was great for you when you had him.
He was good the first time round. I tried a second time and
the second time he was injured, so you can't really blame him then.
Yeah, true enough. But McAllister didn't really work out, did it?
No.
But never mind.
No, but McAllister was your heart ruled your head on that one.
Yeah. But Villa, though, would you attempt it then? Any Villa in your team right now?
No Villa.
What are you saying then? You can get some.
What am I saying? I'm saying, do you think that the second half Chelsea were also better because Martinez wasn't there?
Maybe.
Martinez is really good. He's a really good goalkeeper. He's an absolute troll when it comes to penalties and stuff, but he's a really, really good quality goalkeeper. And I don't think Olsen's terrible. I'm not saying that, but I just think that Martins is a big loss to them.
True enough.
So I like Aston Villa a lot. I think that fourth is pretty much locked in now, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can completely take their foot off the gas because they're going to have to get a few more points to lock that in. But if they go and win at the weekend against Brighton, then I think it's theirs. And obviously that will allow them to concentrate then on that European competition, which has been so, so great for them this season. Would I like a Villa player? Yes. Can I really prioritise one? Probably not, because the way that my team is, with the exception of the Mateta slot, there's not really anyone that is like massively sellable. Getting from Mateta to Watkins, even with Salah out, is quite tough.
It's tough. Thank you for your help in the chat, Nigel the Crab. We had another bell end in. This has become a bit of a regular occurrence. Guess who they're impersonating this week?
Who?
It's a fake Gianni Battici this week. There's a part of me that's quite enjoying, you know, this is obviously the same Pratt turning up every week. Just impersonating some member of the I mean,
why?
Mate, whoever you are, whoever the Pratt is, look, I'm here for you. Get in my DMs. Help me understand what's going on in your life or not that you need some help with. That means you have to get on FPL Family live streams impersonating Harry, Gianni. It'll be like a Simon the Crab soon, won't it? It'll be like a Nigel.
Fake Simon.
Fake Nigel. Oh God, don't even go there. But listen,
it's not just on our live streams. He goes on all of them.
He's been on Scout and others, isn't he? It's been absolutely incredible. Mate, if you're listening, whoever you are, you're a prat, but I'm here to help. Look, I'm not judging.
If it actually was Gianni.
Sorry. If it actually was Gianni, really sorry, mate, love you. Right, anything else we want to discuss on these games, Sam? Anything else?
I think we should round up.
Manu won, Burnley won?
We've talked about how bad Onana was already.
Anthony's first goal of the season?
No one's getting Anthony. We can talk about how jammy you took are. It well, Bruno didn't Fernandes he? Is getting 2 bonus points and not done nothing.
Right, so can we please discuss Bruno Fernandes creating 9 chances this game week, 3 big chances,
yep,
and no one putting any of them away?
But this is Man United.
9 chances!
Right, I want to know why you're surprised.
What the hell?
Because Bruno Fernandes is decent and the rest of them...
He hit the post. He created 9 chances, 3 big chances, and you're begrudging us Bruno holders 2 points when you got Saka off the bench for 12 because Foden was not feeling well. You can get out. I'm not having it.
I'm being funny, but you've got Haaland off the bench. It's not like you're getting nothing off the bench.
Not having it. And I've missed out on my Maguire clean sheet when he didn't put a foot wrong because he's got a keeper behind him that likes punching people. This game could not have gone any worse.
So we were with my family at the weekend for my brother's birthday. We were just quite happy minding our own business, playing a game with our little one, weren't we? And the 3 of us are playing this game. Soccer Saturday's on in the background. We're both not facing the TV. And then they go, we're going to Old Trafford where there's a penalty. Lee was like, a penalty?
Come on, Bruno.
And then it's to Burnley and Lee's like...
I couldn't believe it.
But the best thing is that, first of all, I don't think Lee in his head realised... Oh, I've got a Man United defender. No. So the first part, you were like, yes, Burnley.
Yeah.
And then you were like, Harry Maguire.
Penalty at Old Trafford. And I went from
Bruno
8-pointer to it's Burnley, Man United are in the mud again, ha ha, to, oh shit, I've got Maguire. Having a United defender in my FPL team is not good for me.
Honestly, it was such a moment because my mum just looked at us with utter confusion as to why we even cared about what was going on at Manchester United. Brilliant.
But there he is, 6 saves as Onana. I mean, I'm digging him out. He had a good game except for giving away the whole match.
The game is only as good as you are for the whole 90 minutes, Lee. If you punch somebody, you will give away a penalty.
Pratt.
And then you'll draw 1-1 with Burnley.
Absolute Pratt. Absolute prat.
Kudos to Burnley for playing till the end, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, Man United, you get a double game week?
No.
Any interest?
No, I hate the double.
Have you got any?
No, I hate the double.
Just remind me why I got Bruno Fernandes. Arsenal at home, Newcastle at home. Oh, yeah, it's styled, isn't it?
Yeah. Because the thing is that people wanted them for last week against Sheffield United and this week against Burnley.
Yeah.
Who's next week?
United have got Palace away.
It's not an easy game. And then the double I really just dislike a lot.
Yeah, I can see why you might swerve, actually.
And then the final day, who's on the final day?
Brighton.
Oh, well, then you probably want them then. But I'll take a punt on someone for the final day.
Deserby's last game in front of the Amex?
They're so bad.
Who, Brighton? Or United?
This game could be the worst game of the week.
What?
When them two come face to face.
United, Brighton,
no
final
one cares. Deserby wanting to go to... Maybe they could just swap managers for that final
Ten
game.
Ten Hag's last
happens.
Game. Deserby's last
Ten
game.
Ten Hag could go to Brighton for the game. Deserby could manage Man United. They could basically have like a trial run.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. There we go. That is the tale of game week 35, Sam.
That's it
so far. Yeah, so it could be... Oh, why have I gone to... Oh, my God.
What
are
you doing?
I've got... It's going all over the place. It's got a mind of its own. Wait a minute. There we go.
I don't think it was the tech, dear.
I think I was just a bit mad
I think
mad
you just
clicking.
Started clicking buttons.
That's a bit mad clicking. That's it, guys. That was game week 35 in a nutshell. We have Spurs versus Chelsea coming up. At Chelsea?
Yeah.
At Chelsea.
Never win there either.
Thursday.
I need a Sonny Hattie.
I don't think you're going to get it. I think Richarlison's going to start. I think Son's going to be left.
That we've got more chance
be
of getting something.
Be
I'll be
yeah,
pleased if
I
that
agree,
happens.
Yeah.
I'll be pleased.
I
think Richarlison could be. You know, Petrovic will be looking terrified if he's got Richarlison running at him.
He could. Petrovic and Disasi. Good lord. There we go, guys. That's 35. Wild card. Was it a success or not? I'm kind of saying no at the moment. Depends if Palmer does something. I think. If Palmer gets me some points, if Pedro Porro can get something, I'd be happy with that.
He could have got something today, bless him.
He could have, yeah.
He tries so hard, Pedro Porro.
So I think the wild card is kind of, it's a bit meh right now. Taking Saka out hurts a little bit. But nevertheless, I feel quite set up for the final three game weeks. I'm done with football. I'm done with the Premier League. It can finish tomorrow for all I care. I don't care. But for FPL, we've got three more game weeks to go and I'm invested. My team looks all right.
You won't be saying this at 4:00 on Sunday.
69K. Doing all right. We're doing all right. What?
When that FPL family derby kicks off,
what?
You will not be saying, I'm done with football. You'll be back
Sam,
on
done
it.
I'm done.
Should we sit? We could sit and hold hands and watch it.
I honestly... you're probably right. Once it kicks off...
The drama will be real.
I will be in it, probably. Particularly, and I did want to mention this, but the robbery at your place earlier in the season... We need to avenge that for a start.
Stop,
don't you get your violin out of
the violin.
anybody with violin emojis in the chat can get out.
Go on, everyone, spam the violins. Because Lee's still upset about something that happened right back at the beginning of the season.
I am.
September, that was, Lee.
We'd still
September.
Be in the title race. We'd still be in the title
It'll
race.
Be May by the time we play each other. And you, what do you mean you'll still be in the title race? You've blown it. It's got nothing to do with us.
We'd have had three more points, or one more point from that game, at least.
No, you...
The Arsenal handball, we'd have won that game. The one where... Oh, that's we forgot to mention this, right? Somebody in the chat said Lee hasn't had a rant about referees yet tonight. I've not forgotten, don't you worry. Right, another one. Here's George Day. Look, the violins are coming out. Kingdom FC, here we go. The violins are all coming out. Right, tell me, explain to me this in the comments, in the chat, and you, Sam. Explain to me this, right? So... Anthony Taylor is
What's the problem now? What game are we on?
What was the game
about?
Today where somebody kung fu kicked somebody and they got a penalty for it? What was that game? Was that the City game today?
Was Bournemouth? Who was it?
No, it wouldn't have been Bournemouth.
No, was only Spurs, Bournemouth and City today. Was it yesterday?
No. Maybe. Was it the Arsenal game?
The Spurs.
Your game. You got the penalty.
Oh, he didn't kung fu kick somebody. He kicked Ben Davis.
Declan Rice kicks
Ben Davis. It wasn't a kung fu
right.
kick.
No, no, but it's a kick and it's a penalty, right? But he does it. He almost doesn't give it, but then he looks at the screen and he gives it, right?
No, he categorically says it's not. They're close like this.
Yeah.
And he categorically is going, it's not a penalty. And we were going eight.
Yeah. So, right. So there's the first problem I've got with Anthony Taylor. The fact he's a mank is a problem. But the second one is that is a clear penalty. The fact this guy is going to oh, my God, I'm on one. The fact he's going to represent England at the Euros as our referee is a shambles, by the way. It's a shambles.
What's this got to do with FPL?
The fact he said that is not a free, that's not a penalty, is a shambles. The fact that VAR even had to look at it is a shambles. It's the clearest penalty you'll ever see.
It's a quick VAR
and it
decision.
It should have been given on it. He went over and he said, "Oh yeah, I've got that wrong. That's
He's
a penalty."
Looking at it.
Right. The same referee.
Right.
Did not give.
Oh, here we go.
The kung fu kick for Doku on McAllister in the Liverpool Manchester City game at Anfield, the Etihad.
But I mean, he was consistent
in the last minute. The same referee didn't give that, and the VAR decided that wasn't a free kick. wasn't a penalty, yet you get the penalty today. The inconsistency. It's the inconsistency.
Shall we talk about what's coming up this week?
Georgie said Michael Oliver was the ref. Was he?
It was Michael Oliver today.
Wrong. I thought it was...
You know, it was definitely Michael Oliver today.
I don't know. Refs generally. Refs generally.
It's just a general ref rant.
Yeah.
He's looking at it. He's looking... And he,
Adam's saying, Lee, go and have a lie down. I will, mate.
Does anyone want to come and keep me company tonight? I've got ranty over here.
Go on.
I don't know what possessed you to go on that rant.
It's just referees. People were saying Lee hasn't had a rant about referees. Well, here's one. Here's one. That's a clear penalty and he didn't give it. It's just disgusting.
We could have had a really great game of bingo tonight based on the things that you've ranted about.
Go on, tell us what's coming up this week.
So I got a phone call, an emergency phone call to say, could you stand in on off the bench this week? So me and my new mate Gianni... I don't know if it's the real one or the fake one.
You on with fake Gianni this week?
But it could be fake Gianni I'm on with. Nice. I'll find out in the morning. So me and possibly fake Gianni, maybe real Gianni, we're going to be doing off the bench together in the morning.
Nice.
So we'll be recording that first thing, I think. And then that'll be out later on in the afternoon. Then obviously on Thursday for our patrons, we will record Ohana. We will record Ohana only once the Spurs game is finished because boys and girls... We should not be recording that when it's still playing like we normally do on a Thursday night because I will be...
We might get that. Johanna might be a little bit later, guys, on Thursday.
So normally we...
We'll let Sam calm down.
So normally we record it while the game is still playing out on the Thursday night, but I don't think that's wise. It could be emotional Sam on Thursday night. So we'll record it afterwards. I'll also...
Yes!
What?
There is a fake Nigel the Crab!
Stop it!
Who is this prat? Who is he? I actually like him now. I actually like him.
Well, hang on. Nigel had to ban himself?
Notice that actual Nigel was on it. Banning himself. Banning.
So he didn't ban Gianni straight away, but he has straight away banned himself.
I love this guy. What a prat. He's just in it. But now that he's done fake Nigel, that is... I'm done.
Who else is he going to fake?
I'm done. This is right. I need to lie down a cup of tea. What has gone on tonight?
I still haven't finished talking about our week, dear.
Oh my God. Fake Nigel. Absolutely first class trolling. Absolutely brilliant. Nigel. Sorry, Cyrus.
On Thursday morning, I'll be being trolled by some Frenchman and Kelly Summers
More
on the official
trolling.
FPL
God.
Pod.
Wilco's...
What? What's going on?
He's been left out. Says, can someone impersonate me? Wilco's like, all the patrons are just like, oh, I want to be trolled. Wilco.
Oh, what is going on?
What is happening?
Oh, God.
What is happening? Join our Patreon and be trolled by him.
Please, could we? Oh, it's made me cry. Please, also, people, don't forget, it's a Friday deadline this week. So the game's, the 35 game finishes on Thursday late, and then there's a Friday deadline. Don't forget.
Are
you paying attention?
No, I don't care about
FPL
anymore.
What have I just said?
I don't care.
Is Wilco got an impersonation?
I just want more people to be trolling our patrons on our live stream. Classic.
Maybe it's one of them. Dear. Maybe it is Wilco. Maybe Wilco is the troll.
Maybe it's Wilco.
Imagine if it was. He's got nothing better to do but impersonate the other patrons and Gianni.
Christ almighty. We need to end. We need to finish this up. There's some crap happening this week. We're doing some stuff. Thank you guys for joining us tonight on the FPL Family live stream.
Alive.
I was going to say leave us a like and subscribe. If you want to leave us a like, then do it. Yeah, I'm sure the troll is leaving loads of likes. Hit that subscribe if you're new around here. We're going
I
for a...
you dealt with it so that it couldn't come in, set up an account and be trolling everyone.
I did. So now you need to have been subscribed for at least 5 minutes to make a comment. So someone, this is why, whoever this is, I'm here for you, right?
So
if
hang
this,
on, are you
if
telling
this is how you
want to
spend
person,
your time.
So you're telling me that this person signs up for an account,
yes,
waits 5 minutes,
yes, and subscribes, then, has and to then, subscribe, then wait 5 minutes.
And then troll Simon.
Yes.
That is epic.
That's a lot of effort he's going to troll
He's
people.
Done that twice tonight.
Yes.
Once
just
as
tonight.
Gianni and once
and
as Simon.
And Harry before.
Oh, my God.
He's got a lot of time on his hands. Mate, we're here for you. Drop us
Check
a DM.
Make it somebody we know.
I don't know.
How do we investigate this?
I don't know.
Wilco, you're in charge of the investigation, please.
Oh, God, right. We need to go. Guys, leave us a like and subscribe. We're going for a cup of tea and a live down. We'll see you next Sunday. Cheers.